Hey everybody, my name is Damara West and I'm founder of Be Well Beautiful Woman, where we help women center their healing and liberation so that they can lead and live on their own terms. I'm ecstatic to welcome you into the Global Abundance Summit, which is all about amplifying your power to draw in more money, more joy, and more ease. And I have the fabulous Cheryl Pullins on the lineup to help us do just that. Let me tell you a little bit about Cheryl. Transforming multifaceted women into wealth-generating powerhouses is her jam. Helping women to see themselves as the icon, I love that word, that they were created to be, lights up her world. For more than a decade, she has been the invisible force behind women in the corporate space to women in the marketplace, looking to elevate their impact and skyrocket their income while doing what sets their souls on fire. She has bet on herself time and time again, and she helps other women to do that as well. She helps them by helping to support a personal brand development that enables them to build credibility, create greater profit, and position themselves for higher level opportunities while having a lasting impact on the people that they are privileged to serve. She teaches them how to use this brand to inspire others with their transformative message and to make more money. And she enjoys every single second of helping us to get free financially. Cheryl, I am so glad to be with you, my sister.
I am thrilled to be here, Damara.
Yes, yes. Well, lovely. Let's go ahead and we're going to jump right into this conversation. So, you know, we talked about in your bio that you create wealth generating women powerhouses. That is such a bold and beautiful statement. We want to know everything there is to know about this, and especially what those top tips are on how women can generate wealth.
Thank you, Damara. So again, it's wonderful to be here. And with regard to what I do in terms of creating these wealth building powerhouses, I am a huge, huge advocate, fan, however you want to say it, of leveraging who you are, what you stand for, what you love, and what you know into a profitable, wealthy personal brand. We see it all the time. We're surrounded by it, but oftentimes we don't know if it's possible for us. So what I do is I come along and I say, it is possible.
Yeah.
And so when I talk about this wealth building that happens with women, I'm talking about them branding themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about them getting clear on their message for the world and how they're going to show up sharing that message in a way that resonates, that impacts others. I'm talking about them creating opportunities for people to experience them and what they offer the world. I'm talking about a lot of things that are potentially intangible that are infused or fueled into the tangible things that you can offer.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like what you do is something that I just heard recently, which is heartfelt branding. And, you know, in order to have a heartfelt brand, the way in which we so eloquently heard when I introduced you is that we really have to tap into authenticity, right? Yes. Which means that we have to be vulnerable. And yes. You said that it really starts with this belief that I too can build this really beautiful brand. So how do you help people to break the barriers that are associated with really stepping into their power, their vulnerability, their authenticity as a means to create this heartfelt brand?
Oh, this is a great question. I love this question because a lot of my focus I put on initially is on their identity. Who are you for real?
Yeah, for real.
Not the person that you've been conditioned to be or you were cultivated by others to be. I spent 20 plus years in the corporate space. And if you know anything about that, you are curated and cultivated to fit that environment.
Yeah.
So you wind up denying parts of who you are, you're not really welcome to be authentic. Mm-hmm. You know, I call it the Borg. If you know anything about sci-fi and Star Trek, you know, we all assimilated to the environment. But what I love about the work that I do is I say, who are you for real? Mm. What do you really want? What really lights you up? What really sets your soul on fire? How do you really want to be seen? How do you really want to be heard? What do you even want to say? What do you even want? Mm. You know, so I go through and I do this because I believe that your purpose and the courage that you need to live it is embedded, it's steeped in the truth of who you are.
Yeah. You just gave us like 8 powerful questions within a very short time. And although the questions seemingly are simple, they're actually not. This whole question around the discovering of self, mm-hmm. In worst cases, when we've been a part of an environment like corporate, as you describe, that has forced us to shrink in a myriad of ways. But for many of us, even before we got to that corporate space, if that happened to be our journey, there has been a socialization process that we have all countered mm-hmm. across our lifespan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Four Agreements says that roughly, and I don't know if this is true, right, but 95% of how we see the world, how we see ourselves, has been really we've taken it on from the ideas of other people, particularly within the contexts of our families, and depending on what identities we hold, right, as women, as Black women, as whatever that might be from an intersectional lens. And mm-hmm. so, you know, thank you for listing out those big questions, because I imagine that for many of us, it takes an exorbitant amount of time for us to be able to sift through that, right? And so mm-hmm. when I hear people say things like, oh, I don't like to talk about myself, or like, I can't tell you the top 5 things that I value. Well, that's why you have to start here with women. You can't talk about the mechanics of branding. You could do that, but it's not necessarily going to create what you know can be beautifully curated as a result of really tapping into the true identity of self.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I recently, you know, just in tightening up my own messaging, and I just went back and looked at the things that I've been talking about this idea of identity and how it works and how it helps you build this amazing iconic brand. Because for me, iconic is not about being famous. It's not about being celebrity. It's about you having the courage to be the truth of who you really are, mm-hmm. about stepping into that. Because I believe once you do that, then you are iconic, because then nobody can mimic you. Nobody can duplicate you. Nobody can touch you, yeah. because you have the audacity to be authentic.
Oh my gosh. That's like music to my ears. I have the word icon on my wall in my office. And, you know, when I first got this, I thought, oh my gosh, people are going to think that I'm like so full of myself. But the reality is that knowing thyself is in part being full of thyself, right?
Yes.
It's having a knowing that's so deep that no one can really define you outside of yourself. And although you may hear things at times that are very affirming to your identity, you're also going to hear things that are not a very affirming to our identity, right? And so, you know, the work that you do to help people to really tap into that, you know, what can be more powerful and abundant than that, right? Abundance really flows from that space.
Yes.
So, you know, the next thing that I want to explore with you is purpose is something that is truly priceless, right? And many people live their lives not tapping into the knowing of what it is that they were created for. So how can women not only find their purpose, but find the courage to go after it?
That's wonderful. Finding your purpose, to me, that sounds, I'm not sure, because it's like, how do you find it?
Mm.
It feels more like a discovery to me.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
It's, you know, because it's not lost. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. here for you to discover. And I think it's a very organic kind of process, I think. Mm-hmm. It's something that you, when you do this identity work and you really understand the truth of who you are, then you start paying attention to the cues. You start paying attention to the nudges. You start paying attention to the things that recur over and over. You start seeing the patterns mm-hmm. of really why you're here. It's like, if you look at your life, your purpose is there.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. I love that reframing, right? That we're not really searching. We're not seeking. We are just finding. We are yeah. just bringing the thing that's in us to the surface mm-hmm. through this powerful discovery that you take people through along with those questions. And so thank you for offering that reframe. That was really, mm-hmm. really good.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. You're welcome.
So, you know, we're talking about personal branding and the fact that it seems like it's the secret sauce to creating abundance. I don't know if that's true, but it feels like that might be the case. So what three tips do you have for building a brand that simply attracts goodness?
Oh, three tips about building a brand that attracts goodness. So I think the first one I've talked about is that audacity to be authentic. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to you and your brand and building your personal brand, I don't think there's anything more powerful than authenticity. Mm-hmm. And I also think that giving yourself the freedom, you know, to be that authentic person is a part of that as well. And I also think that tip number two is clarity, having clarity mm-hmm. about how you even want to show up in the world, about what it is that you're saying, what your message is, who you're serving. Like understanding those things with radical, I call it radical clarity. Like mm-hmm. you know that you know that you know, and being clear about those things. And then also knowing your people, knowing who you've been called to serve, knowing the needs, the goals, the aspirations, the desires. Those three things are just part of the foundation of building your brand, of going out into the world with what it is that you know you've been purposed in your heart to do. And I think once you are clear and once you are authentic about who you are, and once you know your people and you love on your people, you're unstoppable.
Yeah.
Totally unstoppable.
Yeah. And I, all of that was so great. And I'm curious about this radical clarity. You know, I've never heard of the term, of course I've heard the term radical, but to have radical and clarity to be one. Mm-hmm. And I imagine that for some people, you know, this idea of radical clarity can feel challenging to tap into. Mm-hmm. Because even when we feel like we're clear, like fear might creep up in the surface and we may question that. So yeah. What can we do to not only know unequivocally that this is what we are purposed to do, but what can we do to be steadfast in that, right? Mm-hmm. When the fear inevitably is going to creep up, for a myriad of reasons, depending on, you know, who we are and what our experiences are in life and all of that good stuff.
If I have to say, not just my journey, but the journey of the women that I've worked with over the years, what supports that radical belief, that radical clarity is belief. Mm. There's so many times where I did not believe in myself, in what I was doing. I didn't believe that I had what it took in order to start this business. And I didn't start off wanting to have a business. I started off wanting to be a corporate girl, you know, and getting to this place where that no matter what, no matter what it looked like, no matter what was going on around me, no matter getting the no's or all those things, that I believe what I believe. And because of that belief, I can keep going. I can step into this and say, yeah, I know it doesn't even look like it's going to work.
Yeah.
But I just believe it within the very depths of my soul. And belief is a very powerful thing when you're in this environment, period. But when you're working on your personal brand, you have to believe it first before anybody else would.
Well, and particularly if we're wanting to attract the people that we're designed to attract because of our unique design.
Yes.
Right. Because of this radical knowing, as you have described. And, you know, it makes me think about how, depending on what we're doing in our lives, we have to keep leaning into this radical clarity. Because as we're working on ourselves, we're evolving. Yes. We're doing internal work, we're doing external work. And as we evolve and as we level up, if you will, then we might have to get clear again and again and again. Mm-hmm. And so as we are in pursuit of our highest and best self, it means that revisiting some of those core things that you just talked about are really critical. And I think about a book that I'm launching right now called Me Too, A Therapist's Journey to Heal from Complex Trauma, Find Liberation and Joy. And, you know, it's been 16 years in the making. And even though I've never been more ready than now to do it, I'm ready. I know that I'm ready. I know unequivocally I'm ready. There are still moments when I hear this small, still voice saying, "Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really going to tell that story?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really ready to deal with some of the backlash? Because everybody's not going to necessarily, your writing's not going to land with everybody, right?" And so, you know, having that radical clarity has allowed me to go back over and over again and say, no, you are ready. No, you are a purpose for this time. Yes. No, there are people out there waiting for this story. Yes, you are going to impact people's lives as a result of this story, right? Because that's in part my why. My why is, you know, an extension of my light, essentially, right? And so I just wanted to spend a little bit of time on that, because as we are stepping into this realm of entrepreneurship, as we're expanding our businesses, as we're going after that next pursuit, whatever that might be, because typically we're not just born to do one thing, right?
Absolutely.
We're born to do lots of things.
Yes,
and
yes.
As we anchor ourselves and impart some of the things that you've imparted, then that allows us to have the foundation we need to be strong enough to carry that thing into the world, over and over and over again, and in only the way that we can authentically do it. So thank you for that. So, you know, one of the things that's really amazing about your story that I imagine a lot of people don't know is that the first couple years of your work as an entrepreneur, you didn't make any money. And most people, you know, would have given up. And in fact, many people don't make it to that 5-year mark as an entrepreneur because of the rigor of it, right? And you know, some of the ideas that we have about entrepreneurship and what it really takes to do this work. But you did stick it out, and now you have a wildly successful business for yourself, and you've also helped other women to create wildly successful businesses. So talk to us about what lessons you learned and how you found it in yourself to continue to pursue your destiny, essentially.
Yeah. So that belief piece has been a consistent thing throughout my journey. And initially, it didn't even start off that way, that I needed this belief. That was something I picked up along the way. It started off very tactical. You know, I was doing the tactics first. I learned the marketing. I learned the, you know, all of those tactical things. And eventually I discovered that I needed the mindset to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So while I have all these tactical things that I was doing, my mindset just wasn't in alignment. You know, I came out of the corporate space. I didn't know anything about selling. I didn't know anything. I didn't know the mindset it took to, you know, to go out there and sell yourself or sell your offers. So I had to do an enormous amount of mindset work that kept me, that itself kind of kept me in the game. It kept me in the game because, like, actually, you said, you know, once I hit one level, you know, it was like another layer I had to deal with, you
Yes.
know. So, yeah, I started off with these low ticket offers and things, you know, and it was like, okay, everything I had to do just for that. And it's like, okay, well, if I want to raise my price, it's like, oh, wait, no, we're not doing that, you know. So then, okay, now I have another layer of mindset stuff. And at every level, there was another layer
Yeah.
of mindset work. And that really did keep me in the game. Like my mind, and I still do it. I still do it every single day. So it's this belief, it's the mindset work. And I don't know, I just had this thing about showing up because I like to talk. So I would just show up. I would just share. I would just be transparent and vulnerable. And I've always brought, you know, my people along with me, and I enjoyed that. You know, I loved doing that. And so when a woman comes and says, oh, you helped me. Oh, thank you so much for telling your story. Oh, I'm like, oh, okay, we could keep doing this. I might not be making no money right now, but okay. It's fine. I'm still serving the people, you know? And those three things just kept me going.
So there's a couple things I want to touch on. This is really good. And you talked in part about what lights you up, right? The reason why you knew that and where we ended with your response is that you knew the money was going to come. You knew that eventually the money was going to come. And one of the things that I want the listeners to hear is that but when we when we can get it clear in our minds about what we were built to do, the tactics become easy from that place. We can figure out tactics. What we can't figure out, though, is beliefs. We cannot fake our way through beliefs. We can fake our way through tactics, right? But we can't fake our way through beliefs. And
No,
so
we cannot.
what's so beautiful about this, I know people who have decided one day they woke up and said, I feel like I was born to serve people and I want to be a coach. And this person had no training whatsoever, but decided I'm a coach. I see myself as a coach. I know I can impact people's lives. I'm going to put together this Instagram page. I'm going to put it out there that I'm a coach and built a multi-million dollar business in
Absolutely.
coaching just simply by saying that I'm a coach. And so now, I believe heavily in investing in self, and I am a certified professional coach and I'm a licensed therapist and all of that. But coaching is not a regulated field. Anybody can be a coach. And at the end of the day, nobody cares. And I say this often, people don't care about how much education you have. Most people, when we're in the field of helping and service, what people care about is, can you help me? Do you have what it takes to get me to where I'm trying to go? And a lot of times people don't even know where they're trying to go. Or do you have what it takes to give me the clarity, that radical clarity that you talked about, Cheryl, that's going to propel me forward towards my purpose in life, at least for this juncture, for this time? So I really want us to hear this, that yes, we can acquire all the knowledge, all the education, all the tools in the world, but it pales in comparison to knowing and being able to anchor ourselves steadfastly in the inner knowing of what it is that we were created for. And so that is so powerful. And that unwavering belief, Cheryl, that the money was going to come because source is the source. And eventually, what the universal law says is that if we work long enough, there is going to be a payoff. Now, we may have to pivot in the midst of that because God, universe, source, creator is always speaking to us. Right. It's always helping us on our journey to get us to where we're trying to go. But we have to be able to clear out enough space in our minds to be able to see the way that we're being supported so that we can get to the financial abundance that we are all 100% worthy of receiving simply because we're here on the planet. Right. So that was really rich, Cheryl. All right. So as we get ready to wrap up, I would be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about your well-being, right? You are working so tenaciously to support other women and tapping into financial abundance. How do you center your well-being while working so tenaciously towards this pursuit?
So I have a daily practice of prayer, of different meditation. Declarations, some people say affirmations. I'm a believer in declarations, like declaring what is, and journaling. Those things together, and I might not sit and do them all at the same time because I'm just not wired that way. I might do a little bit of this, and then later in the day I do this, and later at night I do that. I'm just like that. But they're so, they really helped me with, in terms of my well-being, spending time with my family. I love watching movies. I'm obsessed with movies. So I love watching movies. Sometimes movies don't work though, because it makes me think and gets my wheels flowing and I'm right back into thinking about work mode. But really that time that I spend with myself, is really important, and also spending time with friends.
Yeah,
I make that a priority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful, and it sounds like it's, you know, you really work hard to have a well-rounded life, right? I've heard some fun and exploration, relationship stuff in there, and then like solitude for you to just be able to get your thoughts and your feelings out on paper. And I love what you said about affirmations versus declarations. And I've never heard of declarations in tandem with affirmations. And so that's why I always enjoy being in spaces, because, you know, I say often you can ask somebody the same question 100 times and you're going to get 100 different answers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, before you share a final piece of inspiration to the audience, I would love to just take a moment to hear from you on the top abundance practices that you use in your own life to generate wealth abundance.
I would say my top practice is visibility. People seeing me, they're seeing me, they're experiencing me.
Yeah.
That creates different types of wealth. You know, yes, it creates this financial piece, but it creates wealth in relationships. It creates wealth in community. It just creates all these little different components of wealth that create this abundant way of living. And this ability really is at the core of what I leverage and what I use for creating abundance in every area of my life.
This is so good, because I imagine that answer to some people listening feels nebulous. So I want to break this down for people, right? So when we're talking about being visible, we're talking about showing up in places and spaces that we are called to be in. You know, like we're doing this interview right now. I'm at a Women's Leadership Summit in Houston. And, you know, I found out about this opportunity 2 weeks ago. And I was like, I know I need to be here. Mm-hmm. And I had a bunch of stuff on my calendar, you know, in part prepping for this summit. But I was like, no, I need to be there. And I'm going to figure this thing out because I need to be visible in this space. And I don't even know why I need to be visible, but I need to show up. And when we show up, that's where the magic can unfold. That's where we meet the next client. That's where we meet a budding new partnership. That's where we get fed, right, to get our next big idea for the work that we're doing. That's where we get inspired. So, you know, whether we're talking about a formal environment, right, related to visibility, or we're talking about, informal networking space, or showing up in social media, or being visible in our relationships, right? And anytime we show up and we're breaking bread with someone, that's a form of visibility.
Yes.
You know, and so one of the things that I say to people often, Cheryl, is that people are our number one pathway to prosperity. But the only way that we can connect with people is by showing up.
Yes.
And so we have to get out of our own way. And, you know, I was during an interview yesterday, one of the things that I said was that we have to be mindful about, if are we saying that we don't want to be visible because we're an introvert? Are we saying we don't want to be visible is because our trauma is speaking?
Mm.
Because we were silenced at one time.
Yes.
Because being upfront is too painful to our psyche, right? And so when we talk about living in a life of abundance and living a life of alignment and this radical clarity that I'm going to keep coming back to, Cheryl, we have to be mindful about what our work is, right? Because we can certainly attract from a place of inauthenticity. We can attract from not being visible, but it's not going to be connected to our true nature. Mm-hmm. And it's still going to be a lesser version of self and a lesser version of what our life could look like.
Yeah.
If we had gone about doing this work, which is in part the inspiration behind the summit. So thank you for that. That was a really, really powerful gift that you gave us to chew on. So Cheryl, awesome. I cannot believe that we have come to the end, my sister. but we have, right? All good things come to an end. Listen, and I would love for you to share with the audience how they can stay in touch with you, because I know they're going to want to do that in all the ways. So tell us how we can do that.
Awesome. Yes. So I'm on the social media platforms. I love hanging out on social media, on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. I'm Cheryl A. Pullins on all the platforms. And also you can go to theiconicwomanclub.com. That's Ooh. Where the community starts. Starts where with iconicwomanclub.com. You come into the community and then we just grow and go from there.
I love that. So tell us really quickly, Cheryl, before we officially end our time together, what is the Iconic Empire Club?
Okay, so it's Iconic Woman Club. And basically, it's my community that I bring people into. You know, a lot of people, pardon me, a lot of people have Facebook groups and things like that. And I believe in building my own real estate first.
Yes.
So I created the Iconic Woman Club for people to come into. They get on my email list. They get emails from me. They get a newsletter from me. They get those things. But now I'm starting to do things in person. So we'll be doing things in person as well. It really is a gathering place. It's a place for women to gather and grow.
Yeah. You know, I love this. And this is I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Cheryl.
Oh, no. Okay. No. That's fine.
I love this because that was one of the things that came up just today. And it's one of the things that I've been pondering a lot lately, because we need community. People are hungry for community. And so you've given us an additional nugget to really reflect on, that if we are entrepreneurs, right, how are we building community? Mm-hmm. And we can have the most high quality, amazing products that exist, but absent of community, mm-hmm. we may actually be missing some really big opportunities yes. to engage with our people, which then, of course, helps to convert into sales, right? Because at the end of the day, we do want to have lucrative businesses mm-hmm. that, of course, are very much driven by our heartfelt passions.
Yes. Yes.
So, Cheryl, this has been such a pleasure. I'm grateful for you, the work that you do, for this partnership. And I'm excited about all the ways that God, Universe, Source, Creator will see fit for our paths to continue to be in alignment.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. All right, beautiful people. You heard it here at the Global Abundance Summit. Make sure that you share this amazing content with every woman that you know. And until next time, beauties, Ashe.